Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's recognized as the world's largest multi-day family festival, MegaFest, hosted by best-selling author, entrepreneur, and renowned pastor Bishop T.D. Jakes, returns to Dallas June 28th through July 1st, a four-day event featuring the biggest names in entertainment, faith, and business. Among this year's attendees and panelists, entertainment stars Ashley Blaine Featherston and Brian White. Ashley is a multi-talented actress, singer, dancer, business owner, currently starring in the new Netflix comedy series, the critically acclaimed Dear White People, fast becoming one of the network's top series to binge watch. Ashley displayed her triple threat talents on Glee, had roles on True, Hello Cupid, My Crazy Roommate, and State of Georgia, a graduate of Howard University, where she obtained her Bachelor of Fine Arts in Musical Theater, and a busy time for Brian, a major recurring role on Ray Donovan. He's held on major recurring roles on some of TV's hottest shows, all at the same time, Chicago Fire, Scandal, and Mistresses. A recent starring role in the corporate drama Media, starred in and produced the feature Where Children Play. Brian studied political science, psychology, and theater at Dartmouth, a former pro athlete, investment banker, model, and now successful actor. Ashley Blaine Featherston and Brian White with us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Thanks, Rick. Well,
thanks for that introduction.
That was an intro, for sure.
Well, this is going to be so interesting, MegaFest, and I talk about this, and it's described as more than a festival. It's an experience. From each of your perspectives, explain exactly what MegaFest is and its profound impact, because it's not just 4 days. You really walk away with information that will shape the rest of your lives.
MegaFest is all about faith, family, and community, and bringing people of all races, cultures, backgrounds, everything together to feel as though they have a place to congregate together and learn and be empowered and leave the festival at the end being all around better people.
One of the things that I was really that's very unique to me is my grandfather's a pastor, my uncle's a pastor. We're Baptist, El Bethel Baptist Church in St. Louis, Missouri. My mom's a Methodist, so my experience growing up was churches can be a little bit different. They're all Christian that I've my experience with churches, but they're all a little bit different. The thing that's very unique about MegaFest is everybody leaves that behind. You're just people of faith, and whether whether Joel Osteen's your pastor or T.D. Jakes is your pastor, everybody in that room is there to receive and to share and believes in one big power. And it's a real unifying experience. It's absolutely experience, and T.D. Jakes is basically using his life as the role model of what this event is. He's a man of faith, he's a man of family, he's a man who loves people regardless of their race, he's a man who loves art and wants to see people succeed, and that's what MegaFest is, a four-day celebration of inclusion.
And it really brings together some of the popular Bishop Jakes events that he's held for a number of years, and it's interesting the diversity, not only of the attendees, because they come from all 50 states and from all around the world, but the diversity of presenters as well. You really get a varied viewpoint of the people you're sharing this experience with.
Absolutely, and I think the cross-section of people shows what's important. If none of these people have the same backgrounds, if none of these people look alike, but they're all arriving at the same level of success because they share faith in common, it speaks volumes about how important faith is in the equation of success.
I want to talk about your roles as presenters. Ashley, you, I think on Saturday, you were on a panel discussing Hollywood millennials. Talk a little bit about that and what you'll be touching on during that presentation.
Yeah, so on the panel, I'll be with Angela Simmons, Elijah Kelly, Monique Coleman, Amber Thompson, Isaac Presley, and we're just going to be talking about our growth and our matriculation in Hollywood and how it's been directly correlated to our faith and how it's kept us, how it's sustained us, and how it's helped us really just keep the good fight.
Exactly.
And we're going to talk about all of our experiences and be very transparent so we can hopefully allow others to realize what our journey has been and give them some insight as to how to steer them on the right path as well.
How important was that foundation for you? As you graduated from Harvard, you move out to Los Angeles, you always felt that your dreams were going to come true out there. Where did that confidence come from? Was that the spiritual foundation, the spiritual base that you had?
For sure. I going to Howard University was amazing. Studying acting and voice and dance since I was 3 years old was amazing too. But being directly connected to my faith and my relationship with God and knowing deeply in my soul without any doubts what my purpose is what's sustained me, and it's how I'm still able to be sitting here talking to you about me living my dreams.
By the way, to get information on MegaFest, you can go to the website mega-fest.org. You can look on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Brian, talk about the panel that you're going to be on. I understand you, it's called Leading Men in Hollywood. Talk about your message.
Yeah, Devon Franklin is moderating, obviously a pastor. If people don't know, he's a pastor who runs a studio. Laz Alonso, Malik Yoba, Richard T. Jones, and acclaimed director John Singleton. Laz, Devon, and I have done this panel before in 2015, and it's the similarities, everybody's life perspective and their perspective on faith that's on this panel, and how it makes our successes possible in this career path is basically what we're talking about. And in addition to that, we're basically trying to answer all the questions as raw as possible from the audience to give them, you know, full access to Hollywood and how things work, how the business works, and demystify the industry for people.
I want to talk about how important this is for both of you. Very busy people. This is a four-day event. And when you look at the lineup of activities, the events that people can participate in, there's some faith, there's some business, a business component to it, there's the performing arts component to it. Talk about why this is important to you. And Brian, I'll start with you. As someone, you've got the Black Carpenter Project youth empowerment brand that you're working on. So this has to be very special to you that you're actually working with young people, getting them started in the right direction.
I mean, it's my life message. Black Carpenter, it stands for black, is the amalgam of all colors. I think T.D. Jakes' event speaks to unity. And Carpenter, you can build your future like Jesus, you know, was a carpenter and built his in the image of God. Those two concepts literally are what MegaFest is. That's why I'm involved. That's what I'm all about.
And Ashley, how about you? We mentioned performing arts from as young as I think you can remember, you wanted to be involved in performing arts. From a business standpoint as well, this has to be very important for you to see these young people and to be able to inspire them.
Yeah, inspiring young people is my greatest purpose. As far as being an actor, if I'm not inspiring the next generation of young actors and actresses, then I'm not doing my job. And so I'm really excited to actually look into the eyes of these young people and show them, you know, that I'm proof that it's possible to attain a dream that a lot of people will tell you is unattainable, and that the way I was able to do it is by being connected to my faith in God and my knowing of my purpose. So I'm excited to spread that message.
And this MegaFest is something there literally is for everybody, with men, women, teens, children, and families. There's something there for everybody for the entire four-day period.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think what's special about it is T.D. Jakes doesn't break it up. He lets the family receive it at all at one time. And I think that's the right way to do it. It's not new. I think families, you know, I think T.D. Jakes is just getting back to the basics, which is, you know, you need to be able to talk about things and deal with things as a family unit so that the family can move in the same direction. So by having a festival that includes everybody in the family from old to young, the old school and the new school, and talk about new ideas and new directions to move forward together, I think it's absolutely fantastic.
We're talking about MegaFest, the world's largest multi-day family festival. It's back in Dallas. 4 days, the biggest names in entertainment, faith, and business, June 28th through July 1st. Information available at the website mega-fest.org. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Two of the panelists and two of the hot stars out in L.A. right now with us on the program, Ashley Blaine Featherson and Brian White. Ashley, Brian, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Rick.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.